In Parshas Truma, you have the inyanim that the Klei HaMikdash. One of the hardest, each the Klei HaMikdash by Klal are all remazim for different inyanim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ashpa, and the Shayim HaMayrach a lot, and the Tzura of Yonim Tachtonim, that whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in Shemayim, they made like a likeness in Oretz. Very Mayrach a lot in that inyan. Most of the Kalim have some inyan that are shayach to understanding Shulchan and Mizbeach and the Menorah. All of them have inyanim that are moving Pachos Yosef. The one of the very hard ones to understand is the inyan of Kruvim. On the Oren, it says that the tachas the Oren is v'nasati ala Oren is eidus asher etimcha, and then it's mashma. In other words, the ma'isa Oren is nechlak l'shnayim. The ma'isa of the Oren is divided into two. First of all, you have the guf Oren, and on that it says a tachlis v'nasati ala Oren is eidus asher etimcha. Not any different than it says, for instance, by the shulchan at the end of the shulchan it says nasati al shulchan lechem ponim. So finishes all the ma'isa shulchan. It says v'nasa shulchan lechem ponim. It finishes all the ma'isa menora, and then it says velos nesu v'her al v'paneo. At the end of each inyan, it says what the tachlis of the kli is. It's pashit. Here there seems to be a double tachlis. First it says that you make the arin v'nasata l'arin is eidos shasha etin lecha. Then anu melacha v'sisa kapera zof tohar. Shnayim Kruvim Zohov, and the Kruvim Parsif Nafayim, and then it says in the Oren you give the Eidus, v'noi aldi l'choshom v'dibarti itcho me'ala kapeires mibein shnei Kruvim ha'shaloina Eidus. So that is a second ke'ilu. The Oren has two halves to it. There's the Gufa Oren, which the tachlis is to be a mishkin for the Eidus, that's one, and then there is the kapeires. But the tafkid is in the artilcha. I try to understand what is. So by states, it's the kruvim is not just a design on the aron to make the aron a nice aron. The kruvim itself is part of the aron, and yet it has a chelak nifra. In the aron, you have teira, and the mokrim of ne'arati is bein hashnei kruvim tafkid. So that's an akuda we'd like to understand. Bechlau, the whole inyan of kruvim is a very touchy inyan. It's the mokrim where oivdei kochavim found it says they mocked Klal Yisrael, either because it was Aved Zardik or it had a touch of Arayas to it. The Chazal themselves merkon in the Mechilta that if you make one small, in all the other Kalim there's some leeway for Shinuyim. If you don't find an Oren could have been made of a Menorah, I'm sorry, could have made of AIDS, could have made of this, could have made of that. The Kruvim, if you make any changes in the Kruvim, make kruvim of kesev, if you make kruvim of four kruvim instead of two kruvim, then it becomes a lehei chesev lehei zov. The one makom in the Mishkan that was korev letoz avod zara was the kruvim. It was a tzura, and it was a tzura sodom kimat, and b'meila it was a makom toz. So obviously mitzad it's teichin, the makom toz is mitzad what the kruvim is. And try to understand that nekuda. What is the tzura of the kruvim? So the Gemara says the Gemara in Sukkah and other places says that the kruvim is kiravya. It's like a young child. That's the main tzura of a kruv. So the Gemara asks the kasha. It says in Yecheskel, "There's pnei kruvim, pnei adam." So if a kruv is a tzuras adam, then what difference is there between a kruv and an adam? So the Gemara answers, api rabbi v'api zuchi. The face of somebody big, of an adult, and the face of somebody small. Now, the Gemara knew that already. Now, the Gemara asked, the Gemara said, what does kruv you mean? What does kruv mean? So the Gemara says, ki ravya, like a youngster. Ravya is a young child. So the Gemara understood it meant young child. Then when the Gemara Sakash, it says, p'nei kruvim, p'nei adam, So the Gemara is there hearing that it's the same thing, and the Gemara answers, no, this is an adult and this is a child. So Bal Korchach, the Shaka V'Tayir, the Gemara is, that the Hava Minah Gemara is, what's the difference? Mali Godel, Mali Kotten, it's Tzuras Adam. And the Teretz is, no, in the Panim, there's a difference in Pnei Kotten and Pnei Godel. The hands and the feet and the other Ivarim of a child are not significant different than an adult. In Panim, it's two separate Tatsufim. It's two separate Panim. There's a Panim of a Kotten and a Panim of a Godel. But there's another Nekuda in Pshat here. Rashi says that the Gemara is answering that the Kruvim were completely Pnei Kotten, because both Kruvim had a Pnei of a Kotten. And in the Pasuk, when it says Pnei Kruvim, Pnei Adam, one was a Kotten, one was a Godel. That's how Rashi learns Pshat in the Gemara in Sukkah, and that's how he learns here, and so on. The Rabbeinu Bechaya, the Shalach Kaddish, and I think a lot of other Mefarshim learned not like that. They learned the Pshat is the two Kruvim were not symmetrical. There was one Kruv was Api Ravivi, and one Kruv was Api Zutri. One had the face of a grown-up, one had the face of a child. That means in the Kruvim itself, the Shnei Kruvim had Api Ravivi, Api Zutri, had two different Pratsufim to it, two different faces to it. It's especially, I mean, it's I guess it's buttressed by the fact that the Mashmoz and Chazal is that there was a certain element of Zoch and Akeva to them, like there's Me'ur and Zebazer, so there was, the Kruvim were of different, they had different structure, different parts of, and one was a Kotten, one was a Godel. That seems to be in Chazal itself, the Mashmoz, and B'meila Apir Avatuz, it would also be one was a Godel, one was a Kotten. So, Mela Zoch and Akeva, we understand, the Mashpia, the Mushpa, Kaisel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's like Isha Re'usa, it's HaKadosh Baruch Kaisel. But what is the Kotten and Godel aspect of it? One is like a grown-up person, one is like a youngster. The Gemara Bava Basra says, the Gemara asks the Stira, which again, the Gemara asks in a few places, the Gemara asks, it says Pneim Isha Re'u, and then it says Isha Lochiv, and it says Pneim Alaboyas, and Chazal says Oysim Mitzvah Shemakim, Eiris Mitzvah Shemakim. But Chazal over here say that the Gemara Babasi says, Unkelis Hager Oymar. Unkelis Hager said that it's they were mitzadadi tzeduyi. They were kind of sort of facing each other. In other words, a little bit, it's like when you face somebody halfway, and when you're saying goodbye to somebody, and the lotion of the of Unkelis Hager is that it was a Talmud that's a nifta mirabbi, like a Talmud saying goodbye to his Rebbe. I assume it means that Allah is, you're not supposed to put your back, you're not supposed to walk out with your back to Rabbi. So it's not quite, you're facing and you're going out, so it's Sadiyatz to you. But the Maimer of Unkelis Hager, B'der Chlal, when you have a Maimer from a Tana that's not mentioned often, the two or three Mamorim, you can see something mitzad the Teuchen of the Bala Maimer, or the Bala Shmur, what he meant. Unkelis is one of the few Mamorim directly attributed to Unkelis Hager. Unkelis Hager said like a Talmud from a Rabbi. I mean, B'derech Kol, whenever you say goodbye to somebody, you're sort of sideways facing him, and sideways leaving. I mean, by a Talmud Rabbi is a special halacha, but that surah of being sort of side by side, where you're a little bit facing the other person, a little bit not facing, is common by anybody. Unkelis Hager said, "Ketalmid, that's niftami rabbi." That's the surah of the kruvim of a tzliyat. I'd like to understand the teichin of that maima and the shaykhs to Unkelis Hager. So let's try to understand a little bit the inyan over here. the goyin brings the goyin. Brings a medrash. The medrash says, it's a medrash in Vayikra, a medrash in Vayikra, that a mussel with a tarnagol. The medrash says that a tarnagol, when it's young, its mother is always feeding it. The mother takes it under its wings and it keeps feeding it. As soon as it gets older, So it's menaker. So if the tanagol tries to get closer, it tries to get the mother hen drives it away from the nest, from the garbage pail, says, and says, go look for your own food. So the goyin says that Chazal amigalat has two separate anhagas. There's anhaga where you're giving to the person like a cotton, and there you're a mashpia, and when you become a gadol, that you stop, the mashpia has no cheshek to be mashpia. Nobody wants to keep giving to a gadol, and b'meila you tell them to get away. And the goyim says it's the same is true in avodas Hashem. When a person is cotton, he's mekabel hashpah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and when he's a gadol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu stops being mashpia so much. That's why the goyim says in different places where you have in yonim of hashpah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's always a tzur of katnus. For instance, Kalal Yisrael on on the Torah of Tinoikis for Beis Rabban. The Kruvim, the Goyen says, is Kipnei Ravya, it's like a cotton. So the Goyen is saying that there's a darga of katnus and darga of gadlus. The main afkimina is katnus gets hashpah and gadlus doesn't get hashpah, he has to fend for himself. We've mentioned a lot of times the Chazal that gadol v'samach ol shulchan aruch katan hu. The definition, that's the definition of katnus. As long as you're being fed by somebody, you're a katan. When you stand on your own 2 feet, gashmis, ruchnis, whatever it is, you're considered a gadol. The tzaddik says that's why Shabbos HaGadol is called Shabbos HaGadol, because it was until then they were only nizn from schus avis. From this was the first schus of Klai Yisrael that took the seh, and they weren't afraid of the mitzrim, Sir Snefesh. So that's the first Shabbos of their gadlus. My mom was al kapanim. The difference in gadlus and katlus is from their getting from somewhere or being samech on their own. So luchura the maila lies. So in a certain sense, a person is not getting from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The minute a person becomes old enough to stand on his own feet, so to speak, Hashkacha stops. It's not clear. In Chazal over there, it's mashma that it's a mile. It's a mile of a gadol that he needs on his own, and the Tanagolta tells him enough. The Goyen brings on the other tzad that means a person has less Hashkacha, the Goyen says. He has less Hashkacha, and so on. So the truth is, Elu Ve'elu. There's a mile in the gadol. There's a mile in the cotton that is being mekabel from the mashpia. There's a mile in gadol in the following way. The Gemara says in Kedushin, the Ishbitz is also, the Gemara says in Kedushin that a person, there was a machlekes on a soda, and whether he was there's a shaila there for Zeriyad Lenifsech, if it's Ani Amap with Bechor or not, and Bekitza he didn't, so there was a shaila of what to do with the Sadeh. So he didn't want to sell it back to him, because he said, it's the first Sadeh I bought, and it's not a good simon if you sell the first Sadeh you bought. It's not a simon, it's Loi Mesam in the Milsa. So he asked him, so he said, give it to Matana. He didn't want to take it as a Matana, because Sani Matana is Yichya. So we get to the Sadeh state, Hefkin, they called it Ar Rabban. That's the Gemara there. But let's take a look at the Vikuach itself. Luchura, in our understanding, where we see the first dollar bill you earned is good luck, and you kind of hang it up in a plastic, and you hold it around for good luck. That's Hamoin. It to sell it is not good luck, and to give away matana is certainly not good luck. Might have committed. The idea is it should hang over there and it should have it in front of me. The Gemara says no. Giving it the matana was not a problem. Selling it was a problem. So I'll be pshat. You could say when you sell something, it's because you need to sell it. You need something else for it. Matana means you can afford it, whatever. But the Ishbitza says a tifa deher over here. When a person gets a matana, he only has a tfisa and the chitzonius shebedava. For instance, if somebody works hard and he saves up every week a dollar or two to buy whatever it is a suit or to buy a tape recorder. So when he buys it, the person not only has the tape recorder, he feels his neshama in the tape recorder. He feels a year's worth of hard work went into this. So the person has side the chitzonius of it and side the pnimius of it. If a person gets it from Matana, he has the tape recorder. Doesn't have, so to speak, the neshama in it. That which a person gained on his own, the person has the pnimius as well as the chitzonius. The person has the teichin in it. That which was given to him from the outside, the person does not have the pnimius of it. He can only have the chitzonius. So if I have the tape recorder, I have the tape recorder. The same thing is true, Lamashal, in Havana. If a person is told how to do something, how to figure out something, if I'm told how to solve a puzzle, how to solve a riddle, so I have the answer and I have the way how to solve it. I don't have the neshama of it. A person worked hard and he made a few mistakes, and finally he chapped how to do it, the person has the neshama of the thing as well. So in Kenyan, since in Kenyan, Kinyan is the pshat, the person is giving his neshama, the person is giving me his $100, is giving me a piece of himself for it, and I'm getting something for it, so the pshat is I become a nutik from it mitzad the pnimius, and that person becomes mechuba mitzad the pnimius. Mashenke matana, I mean, I can give you the chitzonius, but the pnimius of the chayfet remains mine. That's the difference between the two oifanim. In the world of chibur between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Adam, there is the hashpah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashpia mitzido yisbarach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu teaches us Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us tal, it says, Marshall. We never, let's take it first on the law, tal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says tal is never nikhad, it's never netzar, and there's always tal. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives it to us, mitzad shif'o yisbarach, mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu zashpoh. We don't have a real kinyan in tal. We didn't have to sweat for it, we didn't have to daige for it, we didn't have to worry for it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave, but we really don't have the pnimis shebedav. Geshem, mata, where it says, v'odem ayin v'aretz v'mespalo, mata, which is earned with ma'isim toivim, v'nasati v'entar adzchem bi'itoy. So mata is given is given to us because of what a person feels. If a person was oivid hard and mispawel for geshem, then the geshem is his geshem, and he has to teichen the geshem as well, and he feels it's part of himself. So in HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a mashpia, and we as mushpoim, when the hanhaga is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then it comes mitzad gedulosa yisparach. And the maila is that the hashpah supersedes that which is around. But me'idach gisa, it's not mitzarev to us really. It doesn't really have that shaychus to us. Tal is mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chasdei chasodim rubim, and it's not affected so much by our ma'isim. So we get an abundance of it. It's never netzar. It takes on the properties of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's benevolence. But we don't shtel it to us. It's there. We take it for granted. It's matanadik. Geshem is mitzad our earning it, mitzad our yigia. So there, it comes betzimtzum because we don't earn all that much of it. It's only after a lot of tefillin, after a lot of ma'isim tovim and v'chulu. So it certainly is cut to size for us. But once it's cut to size for us, then it becomes part of our metzias. There's an extraordinary Gemara in Sukkah. If you think about it, the Gemara of the there's a shaila at what point does a beged become an oihel? If you spread out a blanket over yourself, that's not an oihel. If you put it on a canopy and so on, the shaila is there. At what point does it? One of the nafkaminis is for laning krishma. When is it called a person's covered? When is it called a person not covered? In begadim, a person is covered. In a bias, even if he sticks his head out, he's not covered. So the oil, it's either or. Either you're in a house, in which case you're not covered because the beged is not mitzarev to you, or you're in a beged and in that case you're not in a house. Either it's a sukkah or it blocks a sukkah because it's a bias, or it's a beged. In other words, something is either mitzarev to the person or it's seichich on the person. Those are the two options. One comes mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is seichich b'chnofav kaviyachol. And one is mitzideinu that we're mislabish in something. That is the two oifanim. Every time there's a mashpia and a mushpa, every time there's a rav and a talmud, so you have a certain point of transfer. For instance, the rav sits down and he knows the sugya kifid dargosay. That's what it starts with, and he's asking himself, how does he give over the sugya? And he comes down with and he's mitzamtzemit into an oifin that the Talmud can understand it with his caleb. He simplifies it. He shortens it. He dresses it up in a mushal. Whatever it is that's needed to step it down and to take it down to the darg of the Talmud is what the Rav is doing. So when it's by the Rav, there is a hashpa of gadlus. It's coming mitzad the Rav. What the Rav knows, he could sit and tell the Talmud, but the Talmud would be spoiled from the Rav's tfisa, but it would not become his tfisa. As the Rav begins to chew it up, to shorten it, to put it into a mashal, to be malvashit, and so on, it slowly loses the godless of its mucker, but it becomes mitzurif to the cottons, to the Talmud's havana and tfisa. That's the process of going from lamad lamata. Let's go back to the Mishkan. Let's understand it. The mitzias of the Mishkan be'etzem is Shlomo HaMelech's paradox of Hein Shemayim Ushmei Shemayim Loichal Kelucha Ve'af Ki Amokam Azeh. The Abayis Azeh Ve'af Ki Abayis Azeh. Shlomo HaMelech was amazed. Shlomo HaMelech was astonished at the paradox of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being without a gvul, bringing himself into a makom with a gvul. That is the taich of Mikdash. That Amma al Amma, we've said this Chazal a lot of times, that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu has been not like you think, but Amma al Amma, and I'll come in through the Amma Amma and be mitzamtzem to myself between the Amma al Amma on the Aron. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming into the Metzius of this world in a tzura that can be mashpia into the world. Not just a big mitzak dulosis parach, but an oifen that we can touch it, an oifen that we can call this makom kodesh, this makom kodesh kadoshim, this makom akrova, and so on. Shtolim zechut avoda meant that Kadosh Baruch Hu was magvil and mitzamt himself into that. If we grab the straw at either end, we have a sheker. In other words, if we dehera Kadosh Baruch Hu's hashpa mitzad gadlusoi, but not with our kelim of tefisa and havana, then we didn't really get it. There's no purpose of a mishkan in that. That's Hakadosh Baruch Hu's meichalatz kvoidei. Hakadosh Baruch Hu's all over. I didn't need to have a mishkan for that. The hearing Hakadosh Baruch Hu mitzad reimusim gadlusoi didn't need a mishkan. On the other hand, if I deher Hakadosh Baruch Hu mitzad the way he flows into the kelim, and into the menorah and into the inyan of the menorah and the shulchan and the mitzvahs and zechzov and so on, then chas v'shalom ha-metzam tzakadosh baruch hu, and it becomes like an avodah zarah. It becomes alehei kesev alehei zov. The mokayim, the nekuda of emes, the nekuda of how I can be toifes it, is in the chibur between the two, where I deher in the what I understand, and then see that this is the tip of the iceberg to what's beyond my understanding. Where I deher the chibur between what I know and what's beyond it, that's where let's try to understand the oimik of this word. There's the mikdash is the makom of yira, neira mikdashecha. Let's give a mashal, three different circumstances. Somebody's introduced to me as a very very big professor, as a very big chacham. He's a tremendous chacham and whatever chacham is ha'ilah. So I sit and listen to lecture. When he finishes it, he explained everything very well. I understand everything. There's no more makom to be done. He really explained everything perfectly well. And fine. So I'll be very thankful. It's very nice. He really gave me to understand an inyan. What's his godless? He's a good balmasbir. He's a good teacher. But no, I wasn't going to have his spilus from it. On the other hand, somebody gets up and speaks for an hour. I don't have a clue as to what he said. He's way over my head. So, okay, you know. I can be my dilemmas and say this person's way of my head. There's no spilus. I don't know where he was. Spilus is not a mokum. The mokum is spilus is when I hear something that I have a tfisa in the beginning of it, and I see this leads on way beyond. In other words, by grabbing on the chelik that I'm toifis and the herring that there's a hemshich beyond, that's where I can be nispoil from. Mamma's like the Rambam that we always quote, that the Rambam says that Ava is Am Toifis HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chochma, and then all of a sudden I realize how much further it goes, and that's where I'm overwhelmed by Yira. Yira, the real Yira is where a person stands at the junction of what he understands, and then he realizes that this is only a Klipas Hashum of what's beyond it. He sees from his Avana the oimik to it much further. Just like a person for the first time who deheard something in Gemara or in Chazal, he realizes that this is what he deheard in this Chazal, and this must be in every Chazal, or he deheard it in this Gemara, and this must be in every Gemara, this is so much lamdas. That's where the person is nishtaymet. That's where spilus and yira comes in. So in the makom amigdash, it's the makom where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashpia, Mashpia mitzad roiv tuvoi, and pours it into our kelim. That nekuda of kesha is the nekuda of emes. That's where a person can have emes, and that's where yira comes in. So v'noi adati l'cha sham mibein akruvim is the pshat that in the tsura of transition from api ravivi tapi zutrin, in the tsura of transition from the big kruv to the small kruv, that's where a person that has the shchina. Shchina is Torah is something I learn and I understand. So that's the lower part of it, so to speak. That's the aron. When a person sits and learns, a person can lead himself to understand, to think. It's my chachma. It's a smart book, and I understand it. And fine, it's chachma. That's what flows into me. The real kli, the real kisek vayde is where the shchina flows into the aron, where the shchina comes above havas on top of the aron. I hear the kol Hashem that's flowing into Torah. Torah is the chelik that I understand, and it's coming from the well of Ein Sof above it. That's the chibur of the two. That's the pshat that it's it comes me bein akruvim, and the tzur of kruvim, if it's zochan a cave, it's like that, and if it's rav and talmud, it's like that. Same thing. Every time you have mashpia and a mushpa, the mashpia is bigger than the mushpa. The mashpia is bli gvul. Just like I always said, the zochan mitzad zera is endless almost. The amount of zera that shayach for zriya and azachar is staggering, and then the keva limits it to one. And so every mashpia is mashpia almost endless, and the mushpa is limited to the one particular inyan that can fit into the kelim. The and same thing with Rav and Talmud. The Rav is someone who knows more, and b'teiras Rav, he's fitting it into the kelim of the Makabel. So the Urin is a metzias. The kruvim on the Urin is a double metzias. In the Urin you have the luchis, which is the edus, the luchis edus. That's what we have. The kruvim on top is where Kadosh Baruch Hu's it's coming down mitzidoi, is Yoshiva Kruvim, and the Beina Kruvim is that nekuda of that junction between Torah, that's Torah delay, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yoshiva La Kruvim. And that's why the Etzem Tzura of Kruvim is a Zoch and a Keva, and so on. We asked about Ape Ravim and Ape Zutria, that those are two separate. You know, it what's the Havmina Gemara and Maskana Gemara? The Havmina, it says, Chochmas Adam Torah Panav. A person's face is determined by the Chochma. The face most accurately represents, the physical environment represents the matzav of the body. A person who staggers in is tired. A person who can hardly walk is frail. A person who is running is strong. The face represents, reflects the person's thinking, understanding, and so on. If a person is a fool, you can see it on his face. If a person is a sharp, you can see it on his face. If a person is deep, you can see it. A person's panim is it reflects his teichin. So the Hava Mina Gemara is, what's the difference between Api Ravri and Api Zutri? One is big, one is small. You can't call that two separate faces. It's the same, let's explain it a little bit finer, a little bit subtler. A chumash, a pasuk in chumash can be learned by a gadol and can be learned by a katan. A gadol learns v'yareisa melekecha, a gadol learns breishis bar lakim v'shmayim v'sa'aretz, and a katan learns it. And both of them, if they're learning seriously, they have a similar image. In Breishis Bar Lekim Yisrayim Zoretz, the cotton thinks of HaKadosh Baruch Hu creating, the gadol thinks of HaKadosh Baruch Hu creating. In the pasuk of Avtach HaKamoicha, the gadol thinks of Avtach HaKamoicha and the cotton. The Havamina was that it's not a sharp enough distinction. The maturity of understanding the difference is like the difference between a big hand and a small hand. Big hand can lift 50 kilo, a small hand can lift 10 kilo. It's a difference in kamos. Like the Gemara Maral brings of Isher ben Yomik Isher, Ayel ben Yomik Ayel. It's just a question of size, of quantity, not of any qualitative difference. The Gemara's maskana is this Api Rav Abzut in Parzuf, in Ponim, it's two different worlds. They both understand that Breishis Bar Lakim is Inyan of Emunah Kadosh Baruch Hu created. They both understand V'Alta Kamoicha Zechiva After. But it's two separate thesis, and that's why it's two separate panims. A katan's understanding is one understanding, and a gadol's understanding is another. It's the same, and it's not the same. So the havamina was, it's not two separate, and the maskan is, it is two separate parts of it. And that's why, according to Shitas, the kruvim needed to have that parts of it. We asked that, the Unkelis Hager was the one who said that studia ketalmid that's nifta mirabai. Unkelis Hager was the person that was mitargam Torah into lashon bnei adam, and when we speak about it, it's the closest thing to Torah that's not Torah. It's the targum of Torah, and so if you mitargam Torah into French or into English, you get a crude paraphrasal. You don't get a tirgum. You get a paraphrase. You get a pirish. Hail bears a Torah. So Moshe was mevayer Torah nine lashon. He wasn't mitargam Torah. The tirgum means it's the same thing, but it's in a different oifen. It's similar. Targum to Torah is apri zutri to apri ravri. That's the what the mashal is. The Unkelis Hager was the one that was miyased as Chazav Yistam of Targum, and that's why he was a ger. In other words, that's his mitzias of a ger of being able to mitargum Torah that into an oifen that someone from the outside could hear it, could understand it. Unkelis Hager was oimid that the tsura was at studia kitalmid anifta meiravoi. In other words, when a Talmud is sitting and learning with his Rebbe, when a Talmud is away from his Rebbe, let's take it the other way. When a Talmud is away from his Rebbe, so all the dinim of Kavod Rav goes on. He goes up, he stands up Lokom Masai, and his Rabbi is bigger than him, and so on and so forth. All the Chazal that speak about Gadlus HaRav is when it's not Kamei the Rav. When he's learning with his Rebbe, So Torah here, and I have to know it's Tzichani Leida. There's no mass upon in Torah. You start with the cotton because you want the cotton to say. In a Sanhedrin, you start with the cotton because you want the day of the cotton as the gadol. Whenever there's a mass of matan, Darkish al Torah is like sis upon him, but like sis upon him in mishpat. You're supposed to be done without deferring to the godless of the one that's been done. In the Etzem Masa Matan, it's a Masa Matan, and you're supposed to ask and answer Kedaka Shal Torah, and Kachi Daka, and all this firm, except for people we can't shtal zechzu. In other words, the Ramban is not my Rebbe. I don't have a Masa Matan with Ramban. But someone who's just a Daka of being my Rav, in learning itself, is supposed to be it's supposed to be Kifi my Havana. The place that there is that intersection between Akadosh Baruch Hu mitzad the Rav mitzad Gadlusai and the Talmud still holding on to Kanaf Rabbi is as he's getting up to leave. As he's getting up to leave, it's a matziv where the Talmud is still has the Masa Matan and is already beginning to see the distance between himself and his Rabbi. That is the right. Juxtaposition of the Kruvim Zelazeh. It's a Rav and a Talmud at the instant where you still have the time of the Shakti Vitaria and the time of the Gadlus HaRav. That's exact that and Unkelis Hager is the Baal Memra of such a Memra. That's the Oifin of the Herring the Kruvim. There's a medrash in Tache. The medrash says that Havaya Lekim is that the two kruvim were connected Havaya and Lekim, Yudke Vovke and Lekim. And again, obviously, one is Api Ravi, one is Api Zutri. So obviously, Havaya is Api Ravi, this is Api Zutri. The kesha between there's a. If anybody has ever seen any of the Mesach Sfar type of Sidurim or even today Mesach Hashnas, the Shem Kutcha Bricho, it speaks about being Miyachid Kutcha Bricho and Shchintei. The Goyen says that the so-called Yichudim are all Hashem Elekim, like the Pasuk Hashem Elekim. Basically, Hashem Elekim, to being Miyachid Hashem Elekim, means this mahalach. Elikim is with the Hera Kodesh Baruch Hu mitzad the Teva, and Elikim is a mahalach that's given to understand, so much so that Elikim can be used for a dayan, it can be used for a malach, it can be used for anything which is really part and parcel of our metzias. That's the mahalach of Elikim. Havaya doesn't have any shituf. Those instances, avoda means being mechaber the two together, and especially in bracha, like in Birchas Hanen, the matara is not simply to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the apple or to say HaKadosh Baruch Hu was great that he created the apple, but when I sit and talk with somebody and we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu was great and awesome, I never deheard it. I mean, it's kind of, you know, we're speaking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There is no real deher. When I'm toyim something, I'm stimulated to I'm awakened to the tam, to the hanovit, and that's where I deher a bria in the world. That's when it became a tzuruf to me. I'm not supposed to, the purpose of the apple is not to limit HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the God of apples. It's to extrapolate to the Elokeinu to Hashem. The Goyin says all Hashem Elokeinu should go together, and that's the yichud of Kutcher Bichon Shchinte. That's it's a note from the Goyin that there's no need to say L'shem yichud Kutcher Bichon Shchinte, because that is yichud Kutcher Bichon Shchinte. Basically, it means being mekasher what I was toifis with myself. I bite into an apple, and I'm toifis the taste and the texture and the smell and the nutrition and everything about it, and the color. So I have something within my senses of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and use that as a platform to go beyond that. It's never to limit HaKadosh Baruch Hu to being the God of apples is kind of avodah zarah. It's nice. It's better than being kaifa, but it's not more than I've made HaKadosh Baruch Hu just the God of the apples. From the apples, I understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is beyond the apples. That's the hair of the elikus in a bracha. So every bracha, anytime we say Hashem Elokeinu, it's the chibur of those two inyanim together. Elokeinu, that we're taifas now, that we're engaged in a particular ashgacha, to havaya, which is beyond that ashgacha. Let's sum it up and let's understand. So we're explaining that in Mishkan is the makom of chibur of alyonim tachtonim. It says it all over. It's Shemayim Varetz, it's Nashki, Ara, and Shemay over there. There's Bligvul, Blisof references in Chazal that's the makom of zivug of alyonim tachtonim. But zivug alyonim tachtonim means the following. A person is caught in a paradox between his metzias and understanding, real ability to be taifis, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's real metzias, which is not nitfas. And the problem is that not only are they seisa, but each half of it seems to be completely wrong. The expression in Yiddish that a half of truth is a complete lie. If a person is oimer HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzad his avonis, mitzad his kelim, mitzad his tefises, so Bal Karcho is limiting HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm putting HaKadosh Baruch Hu into my small mold. And no matter how big my mold is, it's still a small mold, and it definitely is shekem mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's not, that can't be the mahalo. On the other hand, if I'm just soimech on, let's take it down to us. If a person sits and just says, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everything, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, the flowers, the trees. A person can sit down and say to himself, why do I need to go down and be misbinding in a flower and try to deher HaKadosh Baruch Hu? I can sit and say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created everything in the world. There's nothing wrong with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Finished. I've done my emunah and avos Hashem for the day. Well, what's the point of going and eating the apple, making bracha? Just let's, in one fell swoop, let's say HaKadosh Baruch Hu did everything and we could not do anything. So that includes the apples, the oranges, the trees, the elephants, the sun, the moon. Shalom Yisrael. The teretz is, we're technically emes, but practically it's sheker. Because a person is not taif, it's something that's beyond him. A person doesn't deherit, a person doesn't make it part of himself. And it's, he doesn't have the teichen of it. He doesn't have the panemius of it. It's meaningless, it's words, it's truth, it's words, but it doesn't become mitzuref to his mitzias, because those type of statements can become mitzuref to his mitzias. Where did it fit in exactly? The teretz is, so on the other hand, a person has to live Torah, a person has to be toyim the world, and toyim in the sense of Birchas HaNenendik. In other words, everything that a person has to him, a person deheres the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tashkoch in it, the problem with that, and in Torah certainly, the person learns to understand to the hair until he has it, until he was taifis, until he understood it. The problem with that is, there's a tendency, if a person is not enough Yerei Shemayim, there's a tendency that the person is cuts it off, the person limits Torah to what he understands, and what he knows, the person's scope of understanding and knowledge is how he defines HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in his own limit, he limits HaKadosh Baruch Hu to his own limitations. And that's Karav Lios Kfira, Karav Lios Avodah Zarah. There's one nekud of Emes, and that's from the Adel Chob Bein Akuvim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nekuda, the Shechina speaks at that intersection, at that junction of the Aper Raver and Aper Zutri. When a person dehairs through sweat, he really dehairs, and then he dehairs that there's something beyond that dehair. When a person feels and experiences, and dehairs HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Pratis Tikashkocha to him, he sees the Yad Hashem, and then he realizes from the symptom of amal ama, the person that has a kach broken in one place and that has a meleichal as kvoidai, that's the nekuda of emes rachos hashchina. The makom amigdash was the makom where those two mahalchim came together, and that's where a person that had the emes, and that was the place for real yira, where the person stood in awe and the person felt, oh, from what I deher, I deher so much more. It's a real experience that overwhelms me with the understanding of how much more experience there is. And that's the mokoim of Ashur Ashchina. And in a person's own avodah, a person has to hold the rope from both sides. He has to deher himself and work on really understanding and really experiencing and really being the spoil. The person has to start with things that are kefimi dasai. And when he attains a nekuda, it immediately the hair where it's coming from those things that a person the hair through his amal and his yegiyah, the person that has the sheirish nemaka that's beyond it. That's the chibur of Havaya Lakim. That's the school of the Makom Hamikdash, and be'etzem that's zekal adam. That's all of Avodas Adam is this nekuda of being kain himself and the hairing what's beyond the kingdom.
I can't, I don't have a paintbrush.
Sure.
Hey, for those words.